Let's head into this hour's guest interview segment. Joining me live over the phone this morning is Charlotte Black with the Bridger Valley Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Charlotte. How are you today?
I'm great, Duke. Thanks for asking.
Hey, you betcha. Thanks for your time this morning. Appreciate these monthly updates on what's happening with the Bridger Valley Chamber. And new year, off into late January now. What is the Bridger Valley working on as you jump right into 2022?
Well, we actually today have a ribbon cutting with Alliance Physical Therapy. We've got a new guy down there working with Randy Kirstofferson, and he just joined the chamber. And it, I believe his name is Devon, David Martin is his name. And he is started up there with Randy there in Lyman. And they're really excited to open back up under the name of Alliance Physical Therapy and offer some pretty great services to our Bridger Valley.
Okay. So have they been closed down for a while and just reopening, or just have some new faces there now?
I think that I don't believe they closed down at all. Davian, I believe, has a little bit more ability to offer more services than Randy was. He's doing different kind of therapy, and so that together, the two of them just maybe can offer more than they were before. And also having two physical therapists there, it's just easier to get in and be seen through Alliance Physical Therapy.
Very cool. So that ribbon cutting today, what time does that take place?
We're doing the ribbon cutting at 5:30, and then the open house will kick off about 6. And you can go down there and see what kind of services are provided. He is right in the same facility that Randy was, right across from the little mini mall and Lyman next to Silver Stitch. And yeah, that's open to the community to pop in there and see what he's going to be doing.
Very cool. Charlotte Black with the Bridger Valley Chamber of Commerce on the weekday wake up. Charlotte, what else is happening with the chamber these days?
So we're gearing up for a couple things. We've got our annual Bridger Valley Electric meeting. And with that, we are doing our business expo, so businesses can contact me and get a booth in there. And it kind of just is a place for the community to funnel in there and be noticed by everyone in the community and outside the community. That pulls from anybody who uses Bridger Valley Electric services. They do an annual meeting there, and they elect their officials, and it brings in a big crowd from everywhere in the community. And so it's a great place for businesses to pop up a little table and show what they have. So they can just contact the chamber if they want a booth, and they're pretty cheap. It's just $25 to be able to set up a table there.
Okay. And what are the dates for that event?
That is April. Let me make sure I get that right. It's the last week in April.
Okay.
I should have had that ready, and I forgot.
That's all right.
What date it was.
Hey, I think for now, last week in April is probably sufficient, so that should be just fine. Again, we're speaking with Charlotte Black this morning with the Bridger Valley Chamber of Commerce, and again, that event happening in the last week of April. Charlotte, while we have you on the air, is there anything else that you feel is worth
mentioning?
Actually,
April 30th. Sorry, Duke.
April 30th. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Okay.
And that's from 8 o'clock till noon.
Perfect. Well, Charlotte, while we have you on the air, anything else you'd like to mention today?
We're also doing our annual luncheon, and that's a great place for our chamber members to be able to present an award to their employees of the year, or just recognize somebody that's just done an outstanding job. They don't have to present them an award, but they can buy them a plate to that dinner. It's I think I called it an annual luncheon, but we're calling it an annual banquet now because we're doing it in the evenings, and we're trying to put on a nice, elegant dinner. And it's $25 a plate, but it's a really good food and nice environment. It's a really nice place for our businesses to say, hey, you've been doing a good job this year. Why don't you go take you and your husband to dinner at our annual banquet? We present the businesses of the year that we get the nominations throughout our chamber members. And then each town presents a citizen of the year. So Lyman and Mountain View both do that. And then each school district honors their retired and then their employees of the year. And so it's a really nice thing. We're doing that on April 19th. And it's not necessarily open to the community. It's open to all of our chamber members. And it's a nice place. We do it at the Heritage Barn. And it's just a perk of being part of our chamber.
I like it. So that's coming up in April as well. And I'm assuming just contact you for reservations, correct?
Yes, yeah, they can just reach out to me. The invites will be going out to all our chamber members, and we just encourage them to get back to us on that, and also be watching for that email to nominate who you think is doing the best out of a large business, small business, and entrepreneurs. We've had quite a few new businesses here in the Valley, and we'd like to recognize those who are working hard at it.
That's Charlotte Black with the Bridger Valley Chamber of Commerce. Charlotte, as always, appreciate your time. Anything we missed you wanted to discuss this morning?
Nope, just watch for our flyers. Just be paying attention to our Facebook page and like Bridger Valley Chamber of Commerce Facebook page so you can keep track of what we're doing.
All right, it's all part of the weekday wake-up this morning here on the SVI Radio Network.